If you listen to NPR's report last week on the arrests of protesters at the IMF and World Bank meetings in Washington, you heard one protester complaining about conditions in the jail where police house those they arrested. "Most of us are vegetarians or vegans," the protester explained, "and they fed us bologna sandwiches." Another fellow added that the juice police served contained, a quote here, 0% real fruit juice. This isn't the first time those in custody have complained about the grub. The prisoner's dilemma, in fact, reminds me of the case of the GRU, well known to certain prisoners in Arkansas in the late 70s. GRU was an any-time-of-day dish made from mashed meat, potatoes, margarine, unspecified syrup, vegetables, eggs, and seasoning mixed together to form a paste. And prison authorities served it up to inmates in isolation all the time, every meal. GRU-weary prisoners sued and took their case to the U.S. Supreme Court, alleging cruel and unusual punishment. Although the Supreme Court has said that a prison's deliberate indifference to an inmate's basic medical or nutritional needs violates the Eighth Amendment's ban on cruel or unusual punishment, the justices revealed something of a lead stomach. "Even a diet consisting only of 4-inch squares of GRU," the justices wrote, "might be tolerable for a few days." Now in prisons run by the federal government, there are regulations addressing food in prison. The Inmate Rights and Responsibilities section: you have the right to nutritious meals. Although probably when you get right down to it, GRU had a lot of nutrition packed into the mix. The Food Liquid Intake section: prisoners should get 3 meals per day and an adequate supply of drinking water. Other beverages shall also be offered, like that 0% fruit juice, I suppose. There are some other regulations concerning an inmate's religious dietary practices and how the prison must comply only within its budget and administrative limitations. In 1988, for example, a prisoner who asked that her food be served on paper plates and with shells and hulls intact to ensure that the edible parts had not touched pork products was denied, too high a cost to the prison. Perhaps of somewhat more interest to the IMF protesters arrested last week, cutting-edge bologna litigation. A prisoner in California just last year filed a lawsuit alleging cruel and unusual punishment based in part on his diet of only bologna for lunch. A judge found no constitutional violation, writing that the Constitution requires only that prisoners receive food that is adequate to maintain health. More troubling for those in custody, it need not be tasty or aesthetically pleasing. Most troubling for those in custody, the fact that the food occasionally contains foreign objects, while unpleasant, does not amount to a constitutional deprivation. But back to the vegans and the bologna sandwiches. Courts do not seem particularly amenable to complaints about prison food from vegans behind bars. Just a few months ago, a vegetarian prisoner in Ohio alleged that prison authorities supplemented his diet with meat sauce in retaliation for his behavior. He found himself back arguing with the warden. He hadn't exhausted the remedies available within the prison before filing his lawsuit. And a few years ago, a federal appeals court rejected a vegetarian prisoner's complaint that his meals just weren't vegetarian enough because they contained eggs or milk products. It would be too expensive and too burdensome for the prison to comply with his special requests, the court decided. No violation. So should those vegans and vegetarians arrested last week ever file a lawsuit complaining of their treatment at the hands of meat-wielding authorities, it doesn't look good. Vegetarians in long-term custody have been turned away from courts. Bologna for lunch is not a constitutional violation. And the kicker, short-term GRU might not be cruel. I'm Amy Guida.